我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
读主自己的话的时候，真的是常常叫我们遇见他的自己。
When we read the Word of God, it is oftentimes the Lord allows for us to encounter Himself.
上次我们读到以赛亚书第五章的时候。
Last time when we read Isaiah chapter 5,
我们实在领会什么叫做暗中的光。
Indeed, we can take note of what is light in darkness.
好像人在神面前的愚昧，把人放在一个非常黑暗、没有光的日子里。
It seems as if by the foolishness of man, man has placed himself into a condition of darkness with no light.
我们看见神仍然给人看见。在他那里头永远是给我们看见光。
Yet we're still able to see that God would still allow for us to see light in him.
那我们想到在以色列人的历史的里边，神的话在那里说出一个事实。
And we're able to taste the faithfulness of God through the history of the Israelites.
如果从外面来看，犹大好像是走到一些的灰暗的时刻。
If we look at it from without, it seems as if the nation of Judah has gone to a condition of darkness.
但是圣灵在那里记下了一个事实。
But the Holy Spirit has recorded a fact there.
圣殿的灯光没有熄灭。
That the light in the temple has not quenched yet.
如今我们读以赛亚书的时候，我们就碰到这个事情。
Now when we see the book of Isaiah, we see this matter.
从第一章到第四章，我们看到那个问。神的百姓在神面前的那个光景是非常非常的严重了。
From chapters 1 through 4, we're able to see that the people's condition before God is extremely serious.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在末了的时候，神仍然是给以色列人，给犹大看见在神面前路没有给打断。
Even at the end, God allows for the nation of Judah to see that their path still has hope.
并且神让他们看到在永远里的前途。
And God also allows for them to see the future that they have in eternity.
那所以就带出今天我们开始要看的第五章。
Therefore, that brings forth what we would look at tonight, chapter 5.
第五章说，那里他说是一个诗歌。
In chapter 5, there it says it is a song.
是以赛亚在唱的呢，还是圣灵把这样的一个意思放在以赛亚的里头呢？这个我们不必去管。
Now we don't need to be mindful of the fact whether this is an actual song that Isaiah is singing himself, or is this desire that's put into Isaiah's heart by the Holy Spirit.
因为诗歌里面的那个内容是在那里发表神的感觉。
Because the content of this song really expresses to us the emotion, the thought of God.
所以是圣灵直接给以赛亚领会这一个，或者说是以赛亚里面有感觉带出这一个，这个并不是最重要。
Therefore, what is important is not the fact that this is brought forth by Isaiah with his feeling within, or it is placed within him by the Holy Spirit.
最重要的是神借着以赛亚当时所唱的这一个歌说出了一些什么事情。
But what is important is what is the expression here, the details of the song that is sung by Isaiah here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们稍微注意一下的话，你都很清楚看到。
When we take note of the context, then we can notice.
在这一个称为所爱者的歌，或者说为我所亲爱的唱的歌。
Here it says, now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved.
很明显地说出神和以色列的那个当中的一些关系。
This clearly tells us of the relationship between God and Israel.
也说到神在他们中间那个带领是根据什么来发表。
It also tells us the guidance of God upon them, what is that based on as it is expressed.
当然我们可以说第五章是把第一章到第四章神借着以赛亚所说的话用一个诗歌来做一个 总结。
Of course, we can also put it this way, that chapter 5 is a summary of the words of God from chapters 1 through 4 in the form of the song.
这一个总结也就说出了整本以赛亚书神心里的那种感觉。
This is completely the feeling of God toward Israel in the song.
我想我们稍微留意你都能看到第五章这一个所谓为所爱者所唱的歌里头很显然的是有两个大段落。
I believe if we pay attention to this passage, we can see there are two breaks, two major passages in this song that is sung to my beloved, a song of my beloved.
头一个段落是说到神怎么来经营神的百姓。
The first part tells us how God governs his people.
下边的那一个大段乃是说出神为什么暂时的放弃他的百姓。
The second part tells us why God would temporarily forsake his people.
那虽然在那么严肃的那个事情的里头。
Now, even in such a serious matter,
神没有让人误会神是可变十方的。
God did not allow for man to misunderstand that he is changing.
神仍然在那里显出神不因着人眼见的环境而受影响。
God still manifests the fact that not because of man's influence that it would affect God in any way.
我想我们就在这两方面先来看这一个。
I think we'll look at this song from those two aspects.
我们简略的一点把它那个重点点出来就可以了。
We'll first lightly just point out the main points in this song.
弟兄姊妹的留意那一个为所爱者所唱的歌啊那歌是谁唱的。
Now when it says that I sing to my well-beloved, who is singing?
说实在话是神唱的。
Truthfully, it is God who is singing.
唱给谁听呢?
Who is God singing to?
唱给神的百姓听。
God is singing to his people.
那这个诗歌有点像什么呢?
Now, how is this song likened to?
像生命记最末了的时候神告诉摩西你为以色列民做一首歌。
This song is just like at the end of Deuteronomy when God tells Moses to write a song for the people of Israel.
让他们去唱。
So that they would sing this song.
那一首歌是说什么呢?
Now what does that song say?
那首歌就说到以色列人怎么可以在神面前蒙保守。
That song speaks of the fact how the people of Israel can be kept before God.
当然翻过来就是说到如果以色列不在神的保守的底下那个问题是出在哪里。
Of course, on the opposite of that, it's to say that if the people of Israel is not under the keeping of God, where was the issue gone wrong?
那这个是生命记里边那个摩西的歌。
That is the song of Moses in Deuteronomy.
那也说清楚一点就是说神要借着那个诗歌让百姓常常在哪里唱。
To be more clear is that through that song, God desires his people to often sing that song.
每唱一次就提醒他们自己一次。
And each time that song is sung, it reminds the people.
你们要活在神的心意里。
You must live under the desire of God.
你们不要离开神的心意。
And do not depart away from the desire of God.
如果你不在神的心意里。
If you're not under the desire of God.
你们就会遭遇什么什么的事情。
This is what you will encounter.
如果你们是活在神的心思里。
Yet if you live under the desire of God.
出也蒙福入也蒙福。
You say you will be blessed whether in your going forth or coming in.
那现在第五章以赛亚书的这一首诗歌的那个工作用也是有同样的那个果效。
Now the song in Isaiah chapter 5 serves as the same function as well.
所以先是你就看到神对他的百姓说道，我是怎样的来培养你们。
And therefore we can see how God first tells his people how he has cared for them.
或者说我是怎样的来建造你们。
Or how he has built them.
他就把我神自己就把以色列整个来说就说成是他的葡萄园。
As a whole, God expresses Israel as a vineyard.
这一个葡萄园是在一个肥美的山岗上面来开垦出来的。
And this vineyard was set in a very fruitful hill.
那本来就是一个山岗。
Now it was just a hill.
那这个山岗你看到它里边所说的呢，你不能说它不好，但是你也不能说它是很好。
Now you can't say that this hill was a very fat hill or it was a bad hill.
因为你说它是很好，因为神选中了它。
You say it is a very good hill, that's only because God chose this hill.
神要把他自己的祝福要在那个地方显出来。
And God is to place his own blessing upon this hill.
但是你说它不好。
But if you say this is not a very good hill.
那是先天上的问题。
And that is because that is how the hill was to begin with.
因为在这个山岗上面很多石头。
Because on this hill there are many stones.
好多好多的那个事物在那里。
And there are many things that needed to be cleared out of this hill.
如果我们知道以色列地的那个地理的环境，
if we're familiar with the geography of Israel,
你很能领会神在这里说出这样的一件事。
Very easily we're able to understand the picture of God here.
以色列地遍地都是石头。
In the land of Israel, it is filled with stones.
大大小小的石头。
Great and small stones.
所以弟兄姊妹，你记得使徒约翰，有一次对着犹大人说。
So brothers and sisters, remember one time John the Baptist said to the Jews.
他说神能从这些石头里头兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He said that even God was able to raise up sons of Abraham from these stones.
那约翰说这个话是有眼见的那个景象。
Now, when John the Baptist said these words, there was a phenomenon, the picture of the stones where we can see.
因为在以色列地遍地都是石头。
Because the land of Israel is filled with stones throughout.
现在神说他就在这样的一个地上，他剪去的那个石头。
Now God says he has gathered up and cleared it of all these stones.
开垦那一个地方。
And he has hoed this place.
让这一个地方成为可耕种之地。
And this place now can be cultivated.
然后就把上等的葡萄树种在那里。
And then God planted it with the choicest vine.
然后又在那里有一些的建造。
And God has also built there.
那么神这样子费心在这样的一块地上来做这个工，那神的目的在哪里呢？
Now God has spent so much time and energy and effort to build this there. What is the purpose?
神说我盼望他这里能结出好的葡萄来。
God says he looked that it should bring forth grapes.
但是结果叫神很失望。
But the result disappointed God.
因为那个结果就是结了许许多多的野葡萄。
Because the result was it brought forth wild grapes.
那些上好的葡萄却没有结果。
Yet the choice grapes did not come about.
弟兄姊妹，你注意这一句话，神在这几句经文的里边连说了两次。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention with this thought. God has expressed it twice here.
这连这两次说出来，你就晓得神心里边有一个伤痛。
When God expressed this twice, you can see the sorrow that is in the heart of God.
因为神花了好多的心思、时间、力量在这一个地上。
Because God has spent much time, energy, and effort on this matter, on this purpose.
神给这个地，当然是包括上头的人。有许许多多的眷顾。
Of course, God cared for much of the land and the people of the land and cared much for them and protected them.
供应
and provided for them.
管理和引导
and also guided and governed them.
但是结果呢？
Yet,
以色列也好，犹大也好，
whether Israel or Judah,
都在神的面前让神失望。
They disappointed God.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你注意一件。
Therefore, let's pay attention to this.
神接连说了两次。
God said these words twice.
当神说这两次两这两这句两次说这个话的时候。
When God said these words twice.
一次是在第二节。
First in verse 2.
一次是在第四节。
The second time in verse 4.
我盼望他结好葡萄。结果是结了野葡萄。
I looked that it should bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes.
那么神这个失望好的。
Now this is a great disappointment for God.
因为神在那里不是说到他怎么来把这一个以色列地或者说这个犹大地来建造起来。
Because God tells us how he much time and he spent to build this land of Israel or Judah.
把以色列和这个和犹大这个民族建造起来。
How he has established this nation of Israel of Judah.
神在这里说的一件事情。
When God says this one thing here.
好像神在心思的里面。神只有一个工作可以做的。
It seems as if there's only one thing that God can do in His heart. 或者
说神只要做，神在整个的宇宙当中，神就是要做这一件工作的。
It seems as in the heart of God, throughout all the universe, this was the only work of God that He wants done.
神把他的整个的心思都放在这个工作上面。
And all of God's attention and focus was placed upon this one work.
但是这个工作的结果却是叫神。很受伤。
Yet the result of this work had brought sorrow to the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹，你注意第四节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 4.
神在那里说，我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的？
God says, what more could I have done to my vineyard that I have not done in it?
神好像在那里说出，我整个的心思意念全都放在这个葡萄园里。
It tells us as if God has placed all his focus and attention upon this vineyard.
在葡萄园以外，我没有工作，我也不想要有工作。
That outside of this vineyard, I don't have any other work and I don't want to have any other work.
我所有的工作都是放在这个葡萄园。
That all my work is placed in this vineyard.
那当然弟兄姊妹，你记得这个是诗歌。
Of course, brothers and sisters, this is a song.
但是这个诗歌的内容是把神的事情作为那个具体的内容。
But this song places a very concrete fact for us on the matters of God.
而用诗歌的这个发表的形式来说出神心里的感觉。
This tells us of the feeling, the thought of God expressed in the form of the song.
那神这个葡萄园是什么呢？
Now what is this vineyard of God?
神都说得很清楚。
God tells us very clearly.
所以我刚才说根本用不着我们去解说的。
So I mentioned that we don't need to expound on it.
我们读的细心一点你就读出来的。
Even when we read more carefully, we will understand.
因为神全告诉了我们。
Because God has already told us fully.
那我们看看。
Now let's take a look.
神怎么说呢？
What does God say?
第七节
Verse 7,
万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel and the men of Judah his pleasant plant.
那是神在上头所说的整个葡萄园里头的故事就是以色列和犹大的故事。
Therefore all this song, the story of the vineyard is the story of Israel of Judah.
神怎么拣选他们的祖宗？
How God have chosen their ancestors.
神怎么让他们在埃及经历一些的困扰？
How God have allowed for them to experience some affliction in Egypt.
神怎么把他们从埃及带出来？
How God brought them out of Egypt.
神又在带他们进迦南的整个的过程的里边是怎样的忍耐他们？
And in the process, how God leads them into the land of Canaan, how much
patience God has for them. 那进到迦南了以后，神又是怎样的在他们的整个的安排上给他们各种各样的好处。
Even in the arrangement of entering into the land of Canaan, God has arranged for them all this benefit and goodness.
神把他的名字给了他们。
God has given them his name.
神把他的丰富作为应许也给了他们。
God has given them his riches as their promise.
更重要的一件事情。
And more importantly,
神把他永远的旨意的目的也放在他们的身上。
God has also placed the eternal purpose of his will upon them.
弟兄姊妹，你只要记得在出埃及记十九章那里神跟以色列立约以前所说的那些话。
Brothers and sisters, if you recall the words of God before the covenant was made with them in Exodus 19.
神说我要叫你们成为一个很特别的子民。
God says that you will be a peculiar people.
因为这些子民是在万民中是属我的。
Because this is a people belonging to my possession.
并且这一个子民他们带着一个功用在地上。
And this people has with them this function on earth.
他们要成为祭司的国度。
They will be a kingdom of priests.
要把万国国都带回神的面前。
To bring all nations back before God's presence.
那所以神 刚才说了，我在我的葡萄园以外，我还有什么可做的呢？
Therefore, God says, what more could I done in my vineyard that I have not done?
如果我们能抓到神那个永远的安排的里头的那些具体的内容，
Now, if we're able to grasp the concrete contents of the eternal plan of God,
你就领会到神在这里说出这么一些事情，它里头的感觉是如何如何的沉重。
Then you realize when God expresses his feelings in this song, how heavy his thoughts are.
那因此
Therefore,
神重复在说了一次，刚才我们提到他接连两次说的话。
God repeats the words we mentioned that God says two times.
但是神就说用具体的话来说了，就不是用诗歌的发表来表达了。
Then after that, God expresses his words substantially and not in the form of a song anymore.
因为第七节那里
Because in verse 7,
神说是我的葡萄园就是以色列。
God says, my vineyard is Israel.
我喜爱的树就是犹大。
And the men of Judah, my pleasant plant.
那神怎么样呢？
What is God to do?
神对着他们以色列和犹大怎么样呢？
As to Israel and Judah,
他说我指望公平，谁知道有暴虐。
God says, he looked for judgment, but behold oppression.
我指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
That God looked for righteousness, but behold a cry.
我们用属灵的话来说，来说出这神这个感觉。
Now we use a spiritual term to tell us this feeling of God.
神是说我准备是要借着他们来发表我自己的。
God says, through them I want to express myself.
但是结果他们没有发表我自己。
But they did not express God himself.
相反的把我的对头显出来了。
But on the contrary, they manifest the adversary of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能了解到神当说出这样的话的时候，
Brothers and sisters, we can pay attention when God says these words.
你放到这个属灵的世界的里边去留意这一个。
When we place these words in a spiritual realm.
那这里边的那一个神心里的沉重，我们是可以体会得到。
Then the heaviness in the heart of God we can understand in this time.
神要用着他们做祭司的国度来把人带回神的面前。
God is to use Israel as a kingdom of priests to bring man back before God.
那做祭司的国度以前呢？
And before they were a kingly priesthood,
那是亚当的被造。
They were the creation of Adam.
那亚当的被造是为着什么的呢？
What is the purpose of the creation of Adam?
那在神自己的宣告的里边，
Even in God's own proclamation,
那是为着他的荣耀，
That is for his glory.
那是为着他的权柄，
That is for his authority.
可以在全地显明出来，
so that they can be expressed throughout the earth.
然后就借着这些被造的人来对付神的对头。
And through the created man, it is to deal with the adversary of God.
亚当下去，
but Adam fell.
神选召以色列，
God chose Israel.
那现在以色列又走亚当走过的路。
Now Israel also goes on the same path that Adam went on.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你能很深的体会得到神心思里边的那个沉重。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we're able to understand the heaviness that's in the heart of God.
那么这因着他们这样的活在神的面前，
Now because Israel lived before God in this way,
那当然里边就有很多故事了。
Of course within this experience there are many stories.
你可以不必管从亚当到亚伯拉罕这一段。
Now brothers and sisters, even if we don't pay attention to the history between Adam and Abraham,
我们从以色列出埃及那一段算起来看到以色列现在啊，以色列这个民族了，包括犹大和以色列国面临被掳的那个光景的时候。
Now even if we only look at the short period of history when Israel was brought out of Egypt, including the nation of Israel and Judah, how many times they were to be in captivity?
在这长短的时间里边，神在这个民族上头做了多少的工作？
In this period of time, how much work have God done upon this race?
弟兄姊妹，你看《约书亚记》。
If you look at Joshua,
应该是说先说《出埃及记》。
even starting with Exodus,
民数记,
in Numbers,
约书亚记,
in Joshua,
士师记,
in Judges,
列王和历代,
in the Kings and Chronicles.
弟兄姊妹在那么许许多多的 历史的里边, 神在这个民族身上做了多少?
Throughout all those history, upon these people, how much work God have done.
但是这个民族在神的面前, 所让神得着的, 就是顶撞,
What this people gave to God throughout that long period of time was only rebellion and rejection.
那因此我们看到比撒的下一半的, 下一大段的时候,
Therefore, when we look at verse 8 and onward,
我们就看到了,
we can see that
神就说出神为什么把他们暂时放弃,
God tells us why is it that he would temporarily forsake them.
为什么神不再在他们身上做工?
Why God would no longer do his work upon them?
神让他这个葡萄园, 不再给修理了,
that God no longer will prune and dress his vineyard.
如果我们用四福音上面主说的话来说,
if we use the words in the four gospel of the Lord's
words, 神就把这个葡萄园租给外邦人了,
God will rent this vineyard out to the Gentiles.
不再让以色列在其中来,
and would not allow for Israel to manifest this vineyard any longer.
那么神说出,
now God tells us why he did so in this way.
如果我们对着四福音主说到那个, 把葡萄园转租给可以结果交果子的那些园户的时候, 你就看到以赛亚书这里,
now, if we have an impression of the Lord's words in the four gospel about how the vineyard was rented out to tenants that can bring forth fruit, then we can understand what Isaiah chapter 5 here is talking about.
那么神就指出了他们为什么会被给神暂时的放弃呢?
Now, God points out why is it that Israel will be temporarily forsaken by God.
我们平常有一个
Normally, we will have this understanding.
这个领会不是错,
now, this understanding is not wrong.
但是没有到那个点上,
but it is not to the point.
因为我们总常常有一个感觉在那里,
because oftentimes we'll have this feeling.
以色列被掳也好, 犹大被掳也好,
whether it is the captivity of Israel or Judah,
因为他们拜偶像,
it's because they worship idols.
所以神就放弃他们了。
So God forsook them.
你不能说这个不对。
You cannot say that is wrong.
但是这个是外面的动作。
But that's only the external action.
现在以赛亚书在这里。
But here Isaiah tells us.
以赛亚唱出这一个歌的时候,
when Isaiah sings this song,
他是说出神暂时把他们放弃的里边的原因。
He tells us the reason within why God had to forsake his people temporarily.
拜偶像是外面的行动,
idolatry is only an external action.
但是为什么会有这个外边的行动?
Now, why would the people worship idols?
神就在这里说出, 带出这个拜偶像的行动的那个原因。
God tells us then the reason that will bring forth this idolatry.
我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
因为当他在人中间做工的时候,
because when God works amongst his people,
他如果是向人显明他的祝福,
because if he manifests his blessing,
神会给我们知道我们蒙福的那个原因在哪里,
God will tell us the reason why we are blessed.
如果神是给人落在他的管教里,
if God allows for us to fall under his discipline,
神也不隐藏, 人受管教的那个原因。
Likewise, God will not hide the reason from us why we're under his discipline.
那现在在这里我们看看,
here, let us consider this.
神怎么说出以色列里头的那个给神管教的原因?
What does God say about the reason within that Israel was disciplined by God?
神在这里又说了两个,
God here also tells us of two facts.
Now, 头一个事实,
the first fact,
那是在十二节的当中开始,
it begins with the middle of verse 12.
其实要把上头, 十二节整个, 整个来注意的。
Of course, we have to pay attention to verse 12 as a whole.
啊，他是指出以色列人因为在神的祝福的里头。
He points forth that because Israel is in the blessing of God,
他们就宝贝他们所得的祝福而忘记给他们祝福的主。
Because they treasure the blessing from God, yet forgotten the Lord of the blessing.
弟兄姊妹，我们也真知道这样的一个愚昧不是以色列人的专利。
Now, brothers and sisters, we also realize this foolishness is not only exclusive to Israel.
我们也常常是这样，重看神的祝福，而忽略了那个显明祝福的主。
Oftentimes, we're in the same situation where we regard the blessing of the Lord more than the Lord who blesses us.
我们也常常像雅各一样，只要神的祝福，却不要赐福的神。
And many a times, we're just like Jacob. We only want the blessing of the Lord and not the Lord who blesses us.
所以十二节怎么说呢？
So what does verse 12 say?
他们在宴席上弹琴、鼓瑟、击鼓、吹笛、饮酒。
And the harp and the viol and the tambourine and the pipe and wine are in their feast.
享用祝福了。
Now they're enjoying the blessing.
却不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他手所做的。
But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands.
忘记了赐恩的主人。
And they have forgotten the Lord who gives grace.
就结果就造成一个什么的事实出来呢？
Therefore, what result does this bring forth?
所以我的百姓因无知就被掳去了。
Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge.
成为一个在神面前无知的人。
They have become one who have no knowledge before God.
他们不应该是无知的。
They should not be ignorant.
因为在他们整个民族的身上满了是神恩典。
Because upon the people as a nation, it is filled with the grace of God.
并且在他们这个民族的里头，神是特别给了他们有律法的。
And upon this nation, God has especially given them the law.
不像其他的外邦人。
Unlike the other Gentiles,
和神中间完全没有关系。
There is no relationship between the Gentiles and God.
他们从起头就一直和神那个关系不断的。
But this nation, even from the beginning, has a relationship with God.
里里外外的造就。
Within and without, God has established them.
里里外外的引导。
Within and without, God has guided them.
那对他们来说，
as the nation,
他们应当是很熟悉的。
Israel should be very familiar.
并且你们还能留意到一件事。
And we can also pay attention to one thing.
虽然以犹大来讲，因为现在 主题是点着犹大。
As for Judah, because the focus is on Judah now.
虽然他们中间是有过一个别的段落是在神的面前是与神离开很远的。
For the nation of Judah, even though there are periods of time where they were far from God,
但是大概上来说，犹大和神那个关系并不是那么的疏远的。
But as a whole, the relationship between Judah and God is not so distant.
圣殿是在他们那里。
Because the temple is in Judah.
大祭司是在他们中间。
The high priest is in the midst of Judah.
每年总有几天会在那里念念律法。
Now, even a few days out of the year, they will recite the law.
特别是在祝棚节的时候，他们一定在那里听律法。
Especially in the Feast of the Tabernacles, they are there to hear the law.
但现在神在这里说，他们无知。
But God says here, now they have no knowledge.
那为什么他们成为无知呢？
Why is it now they become ignorant?
因为他不顾念神手中的工作。
Because they do not consider the work of God's hand.
也不留心神所做的事。
And they do not pay attention to the operation of God.
那一个最根本的问题呢？
Now a very basic reason for that.
根本就不理会神的话。
It's because they don't pay attention to the word of God at all.
他们不理会神的话。
When they don't pay attention to the word of God.
当然就不会重视神所做的事。
Of course, then they will not pay attention to the work of God.
但是问题就是在哪里？
But what is the problem?
为什么他们不重视神的话呢？
Why is it they don't focus on the word of God?
没有一个准确的心思和上着神。
And because they do not have a correct heart toward God.
也没有一个准确的地位给神。
And they have not given an accurate position to God.
他们以为神的话是 可以听听，可以摆摆。
Because they can treat the word of God, we can listen to the word of God or put it aside, but we don't have to put it to heart.
结果就造成他们在神面前神说这个无知的百姓。
As a result, God says these people have no knowledge.
因着他们的无知，他们就给掳去。
And they are in captivity because of their ignorance.
那这是头一个头一件事情。
That is the first thing.
那第二件事情呢
？The second thing.
第二个信息就是在24节开始了。
Begins with verse 24.
24节就说到他们要接受一个被掳的事实了。
Verse 24 says they will receive this result of being in captivity.
好像火苗吞灭碎屑一样啊。
Just therefore, as the fire devours the stubble, why would this happen?
那当中那里就说了。
In the midst it says,
因为他们厌恶、厌弃万军之耶和华的训诲。
Because they despise the word of the Holy One of Israel.
藐视以色列圣洁的言语。
And cast away the law of the Lord of hosts.
那这个是第二个事实了。
This is the second fact here.
那刚才我特别提到他们不留心神的作为，不注意神手中的工作。
I already mentioned they regard not the work of the Lord or consider the operation of the hand of God.
乃是因为他们首先就忘记了神的话。
It is because first they have already forgotten about the word of God.
没有尊重神的话。
They did not respect the word of God.
神是不能碰的，他们就偏要去碰。
When God tells them you cannot touch, yet they want to touch.
神说你们要常常在那里留心的，他们却是觉得天天如此。
When God tells them to pay attention and be careful, yet they say it is too boring and they do not pay attention.
天天这样的话,
and if we do obey God in that way every day, it is a waste of time. As long as we know about it, that is enough. But brothers and sisters, pay attention. God does not want us to only know there is the word of God. But God wants us to pay attention to his word. How much attention should we pay to it? We must live under the government and the guidance of the word of God. And we have to use the word of God as the foundation for our living. Brothers and sisters, that's the reason why God has given us his words.
但是犹大也好以色列也好
But brothers and sisters, either Judah or Israel,
他们在神面前走到一天简直是把神的话语完全扔到后边了。
Their condition before God one day is that they would even throw the word of God behind them.
弟兄姊妹，这是个非常严肃的事哦。
Brothers and sisters, that is very solemn.
弟兄姊妹，有些时候，我看到目前基督教的文字。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes even in the present day, I see the literature of present day Christianity.
我平常就很少用这样的一个话来说话。
Seldom do I use these words, this expression.
但是我看到相当多的基督教的文字的时候。
But when I see many Christian articles,
我很自然就想起一个弟兄很喜欢用的那一个词句。
Very naturally, I think of these words, the speech that a brother often likes to use.
就在我里边冒出来。
And these words, this expression comes out of me naturally.
那个弟兄说什么呢?
What are these words, this expression the brother likes to use?
他很习惯说。
It is a habit of his to say.
很可怕的,很可怕。
It's very frightening, very terrible.
我不知道,我不知道我这个人是愚昧人还是没有太多反应的人，我不觉得有什么事情很可怕。
Now I don't know if I'm foolish or just very slow to respond, and I really don't think there are too many things that are very frightening or terrifying.
但是从前常常听这个弟兄说可怕可怕可怕，就把可怕这个观念呢、暗暗的藏在我的心思里。
But because I heard this expression, these words used so much by this brother that somehow subconsciously it has entered into me this way of thinking.
那什么事情把我那隐藏的那个可怕的感觉跑引出来
？So what are these things that will bring forth this hidden feeling within me that are so frightening, so terrifying?
弟兄姊妹，就是看见。
Brothers and sisters, it is when I read all these articles.
近代的许多基督教的文字。
Many of these present-day Christian articles.
你在里面要寻找神的话，找不到。
If you want to seek and find God within these articles, you cannot.
你在里边找道理，找的很多。
But you're able to find much doctrine in these articles.
那些道理你看上去也合理。
And these doctrines are very reasonable.
但是讲来讲去没有神的话。
But no matter how it is written, there is no word of God.
如果那些合理的道理不是根据神的话而显明出来的。
Now, with such doctrine, though they are reasonable, but if it's not based on the word of God to be expressed,
再合理也不是神的话。
Even if those doctrine is more reasonable, it is not the word of God.
属神的人失去了神的话。
Now, those belonging to God, if they lose the word of God,
这个的确是很可怕的。
Then, brothers and sisters, indeed, that matter is very frightening, very terrifying.
我们回看看当年神把以色列暂时放在一旁。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we look at this point in history when God temporarily placed Israel on the side,
其中一个很重要的原因，或者说是事实。
A very important reason or the fact for that happening.
他们忘记神的话。
Is because they have forgotten the word of God.
忘记到一个地步。
They have forgotten the word of God to a point.
甚至是藐视以色列圣洁的言语。
To a point that they despise the word of the Holy One of Israel.
厌弃万军耶和华的训诲。
That they will cast away the law of the Lord of hosts.
好多年前，一个年轻的弟兄。
Many years ago, this young brother.
当然那个时候我也年轻了。
Of course, many years ago, I was also young.
不过我还是比他年长一点。
But I was still older than this young brother.
他进了大学以后就跟那些新派的人混在一起。
After this brother entered into college, he got involved with the liberals.
回到聚会里面来就开口这个开口那个。
After he would come back to worship, he would always have these worst expressions of the liberals.
有弟兄姊妹给他说事情应该是这样这样。
When brothers and sisters were encouraging that this should be the way or that should be the way.
因为神的话是这样的给我们看见我们要。这样的跟随。
Because this is what the word of God shows us, therefore we must follow in this way.
那个弟兄的回答真的是又使人起很可怕的。
Now the response of this brother also, I'll use the same words, very frightening, terrifying.
他说别说了，别说了。
He said, no, never mind, forget it.
你们说来说去都是老生常谈。
And no matter how you say it, how you put it, it's the same old things.
弟兄姊妹们，神的话成了老生常谈。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the word of God has become to. The same old thing.
我们不常常说神的话，那说什么呢？
Now, if we don't always speak on the word of God, what do we say then?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主在这里没有隐藏地指出犹大和以色列在神面前暂时给弃绝的。那一个原因，里边的原因。
Here the word of God did not hide from us the reason within why God had temporarily placed the nation of Israel aside.
第一
，first，
不留心神手中的工作。
They did not consider the work of God's hand.
就像现在
，just like today，
基督教的工作是注意怎么帮助人得好处。
The Christian work is always focused on how do I give benefit, goodness to others.
那不好吗？
Isn't that a good thing?
叫人得好处总是一好事嘛。
It is a good thing to cause others to benefit.
但是神要人所留意的只是得那个地上物质的生活的好处吗？
But is the focus of God only for man to gain the earthly goodness, the material goodness of this world?
不必留心人和神的那个关系和人讨神的喜悦的路该怎么走吗？
That man would not need to pay attention to the relationship between God and man and to please God and what the proper way for man to walk before God is.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
这个是历世历代以来人在神面前让神与人生疏的那一个 很主要的原因之一。
This is one of the major reasons why man is so distant from God throughout the ages.
那另一个原因就是
And another reason
寻求新鲜的道理
It is to seek a fresh, a new doctrine
而忽略神自己所说的话
And to neglect the word of God.
当然这个在提摩太后书的里边主的话很早就已经警告我们了。
Of course, the word of the Lord already warns us long ago in 2 Timothy.
他说末后必有危险的日子来到。
It says, in the last days, there will be dangers that will arise.
人必厌烦纯正的道理。
That man will cast away the pure word.
耳朵发沉。
And that our ears are heavy.
这个不是新鲜的道理，没什么好的。
Oh, these doctrines are not new, not fresh. There's nothing good.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
从前他借着他所用的人留给我们一首诗歌。
God has used the previous generation to leave us these hymns.
那首诗歌是怎么样？我一下子忘掉了。
I just lost the words to this hymn.
那是我爱常传这福音。
It says, I love to tell the story.
这是一个古老的福音。
It is the same old story.
感谢主，是古老的福音。
It is that old story.
古老到伊甸园人堕落的时候，神就在那里发表了。
This old story is even expressed by God when man fell in the Garden of Eden.
直到今天我们还是要听那个福音。
Even until today, we still hear that same old story.
弟兄姊妹，这个世代是叫人耳朵发沉。
Brothers and sisters, this generation will cause our ears to be dull and heavy.
这个世代是叫人厌烦纯正的道理。
And this generation will cause us to despise the pure word of God.
但是我们看到神的百姓给暂时的放弃，就出世出在。
But this is also the reason God shows us why His people had to be temporarily placed aside upon this
religion. 拜偶像对他们来说是新鲜，是刺激。
Idolatry to them is something new, fresh and exciting.
他们要寻找新鲜的刺激的。
And they want to seek out new exciting excitement.
却把神给他们很严肃的托付的。全放在一边。
Therefore, the people put aside the very solemn commitment from God to them.
所以外面用别样来代替耶和华神，其中包括偶像。
Therefore, externally, they use other things to take the place of the Lord God, and one of those things is idolatry.
偶像是代替神的许许多多的事物里边的一种，但是不是说全。整个
Now, idolatry is only one of the many external actions that, items that take the place of God and not as a whole.
但是不管是什么，你只要发生代替神的作用。
But regardless of what it is, as long as that thing takes the place of God,
这就要带给我们很大的亏损。
That will bring us to suffer a great loss.
那因此我们不能不留意。
Therefore, we must pay attention.
长久以来神怎么用他的话来领我们行走
Throughout the ages, how God leads us forward with his word.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因着这两个原因
Therefore, because of these two reasons,
神就说我就这个葡萄园我就任凭它荒废了。
God says, I will allow for this vineyard to be desolate.
具体的来说我就让他们被掳到外邦了。
Practically, they will be captivity in exile.
如果我们只是在第五章里面只是看见这样的内容的话
Now, if we only see such a content in chapter 5,
那真的是很可怜
Then it is very sad and pitiful.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
人可以落到这样可怜的光景
Man can fall into such a sad, pitiful condition.
但是神却没有因着人和环境这样的变动而受一点的影响。
But God is not affected at all just because man and the conditions are in this way.
所以弟兄姊妹你留心。
Therefore, pay attention, brothers and sisters.
十六节那里 说了什么?
Verse 16, what does that say?
上边也好,下边也好,
whether before or after,
都是说到神暂时放弃他的百姓。
God tells us he is temporarily only forsaking his people.
但是插进了十六节,
but verse 16 tells us,
就是刚才我说的那个话,
that is the words I just said.
唯有万军之耶和华因公平而崇高。圣者神因公义显为圣。
But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
啊，外面可以有许许多多的灰暗。
Externally, there may be many darkness.
但是这一些都没有影响神自己。
But all these things does not influence God Himself.
神原来是怎样他还是怎样。
How God is, he still is.
他是崇高的他仍然是崇高。
He is exalted and he is still exalted.
他是圣的他仍然是圣的。
He is holy and he is still holy.
人可以落到黑暗里。
Man can fall into darkness.
但是他仍旧是光。
Yet God is still light.
人虽然是落到非常非常的贫穷可怜瞎眼里。
And even though man may be fallen to poor, being poor and needy and blind,
但是神仍然是他那他的尊贵荣耀和丰富。
But God is still glorious, majestic, and rich.
但在这个诗歌的里边，神没有再多说什么其他的话。
Now in this song, God doesn't say too much other things.
但是这个十六节就已经把神没有说出来的话说了。
But this verse 16 tells us the word of God that has yet to be spoken.
因为神没有改变。
Because God never changes.
因为神还是像 诗篇上所说的地上洪水泛滥的时候。
Just as the psalm says that when there's the flood on earth,
耶和华仍旧在天上坐着为王。
Yeah, God still sits on the flood.
地的一切不能影响神的稳固。
And no matter what happens on earth, it cannot shake him.
那既然神是那样的稳固,
now since God is so firm and established, then we cannot forget.
这一首诗歌没有唱出来以前,
before the song is sung,
神跟犹大人说了什么话?
What did God say to Judah?
神说了耶和华发生的苗,
God says the sprout of Israel.
神说了神要完全的洁净耶路撒冷的人和地。
God says he will completely cleanse Jerusalem and the land.
而神在那里要说出神要做他们的遮蔽。
God also says he will be their shelter.
而神要叫他们活在神的全荣耀的底下。
God says that they will live under his full glory.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
如果他仍然崇高。
Now if he is still exalted.
如果他仍然是圣。
If he is still holy.
虽然他现在暂时的在那里管教他的百姓。
Even though now he is temporarily disciplining his people.
但是神不会忘记他起初的安排。
Yet God will not forget his original plan.
他按着时间满足的时候他又把他的百姓带回神的荣耀和丰足的里头。
In the fullness of time, God will still bring his people back into his glory and abundance.
因为弟兄姊妹们，如果不是有十六节的这一个插在那里让人看见没有任何的人事物可以影响神的信实和真实。
Now, brothers and sisters, if not for verse 16 there, that interludes to tell us of God's faithfulness and truthfulness, that man and event and things cannot change it at all.
这一首诗歌真的是叫人感觉
Then the song indeed will bring much pain and sorrow to man.
因为弟兄姊妹，你留意这个诗歌最末了是什么？
Because if we look at the end of this song,
你看最末后三十节不完全了，就是三十节当中开始。
Even at the middle of verse 30, when we look at it,
人若望地，只见黑暗，艰难。
And if one look unto the land, behold, darkness and sorrow.
光明在云中变为昏暗。
And the light is darkened in the heavens thereof.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己去细细想想这个光景就够了。
Brothers and sisters, if we even consider this picture, that is enough.
可怜吧。
It is very sad.
稍微有一点点的光，那一点点的光，结果还是昏暗。
Even the little bit of light is darkened in the heavens.
那这首歌唱完了。
And this is the end of the song.
有没有盼望呢？
Is there any hope?
犹大还没有没有前途呢？
Is there still a hope for future for Judah?
神的百姓。 还有路走吗?
In other words, is there still a way for the people of God?
那这个不仅是说到神的百姓的问题。
Now, of course, this is not only the issue with the people of God.
因为这里所说的全是属灵的原则的。
Because all this is a spiritual principle.
如果对神的百姓有那么大的关联,
if it is such a great relationship connection to the people of God,
那这是个原则, 对我们今天作为神儿女的人也同样的发生果效。
Likewise, it is also fruitful, has a relationship to do with us today that belong to God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当然我可以跟弟兄姊妹说清楚。
Of course, I have to be clear with brothers and sisters.
第五章的结束不等于第六章的开始。
The end of chapter 5 does not mean it is following the beginning of chapter 6.
不过你也不能说没有一点关联。But
we cannot say it's disconnected altogether.
不过不是第五章的结果不是最后的结果。But
the end of chapter 5 is not the last result.
第五章乃是把第一章章到第四章神给他们那个责备
Now, chapter 5 is a very solemn conclusion of God toward his people based on chapters 1 through 4.
好了，我们要进到以赛亚的具体内容去了。
Now, we'll go into the actual context of Isaiah.
那么到了第六章。
Now, when we reach chapter 6,
今天没办法看完第六章。We
cannot finish chapter 6 tonight.
我起初是准备看完的，但是看样子不行了。
I had intended to finish chapter 6, but it looks like we cannot make it. But we'll have a beginning.
第六章，弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个不是在时间上边，不是接上第五章的。Now,
brothers and sisters, as far as the timeline is concerned, chapter 6 does not follow on chapter 5.
你可以这样说。You
can put it this way.
以赛亚 书里边的那些历史的事实的，那具体的事实的起头。
Chapter 6 is the practical history of the events that are going on in Isaiah.
当中大部分是历史。
The majority of the events in Isaiah is history.
但是在那些历史的里头, 神就把他的那一个荣耀的祭活在哪里发表。
But even in the history itself, God will express to us the glory of His eternal plan.
那第六章开始怎么开始的呢?
Now, how does chapter 6 begin?
他说当乌西亚王崩的那一年,
chapter 6 begins with in the year that King Uzziah died.
乌西亚王,
Uzziah,
不算是一个好王。
He was not a very good king.
但是也不能说他是一个坏王。
But you cannot say that he was a bad king.
他是不过有时,
he is that he was not very good, but he had some shortcomings.
是这样的一个王,
and that was such a king he was.
不过呢, 他或多或少, 在他做王的时候, 给堕落的犹大带回一点的曙光,
but even in his rain, he did bring the fallen nation of Judah a ray of hope.
那我们读《列王记》或者《历代记》的那个历史上面，我们就看到了。
When we read Kings and Chronicles, we can see the events of Uzziah.
那所以犹大人对乌西亚王不是说很尊崇他，但是也算是蛮欢迎他。
Now, even though the people of Judah may not respect Uzziah too much, but they still welcome him.
他给犹大带来一个小小的 还不能说是复兴，是一个苏醒吧。
Now we cannot say Uzziah brought about a revival to the nation of Judah, but he did awaken them somewhat.
但是百姓们心里边总有存一个盼望，盼望他能真的是把复兴带进来。
But nevertheless, in the people's heart, they did desire for Uzziah to really bring forth a revival.
因为在他做王以前，犹大是给带到一个非常不是最黑暗，但是是相当黑暗的那种光景。
Because before Uzziah was reigning, Judah was brought to a very dark period of time, even though it was not the darkest period.
好了，现在乌西亚王崩了。
And now King Uzziah died.
那这个是年轻的弟兄姊妹们，有的时候还也不一定能掌握这个崩的那个意思。
Now perhaps the younger generation cannot fully understand this expression, now the king has died.
以前王帝死就是崩。
In the previous generation, when the king died, this is the term, the word that is used, now the king has died.
王后死不崩。
Now, when the queen dies, they don't use this term, this expression.
太子死也不崩。
Even if the royal prince, the crown prince dies, they would not use this term, that the king died.
一个国家只有一个人死叫做崩。
Now, there's only one person in the kingdom, when they die, they will use this term.
做王的那一个人死叫做崩。
Now, that is when the king, the one who's reigning, dies, they will use this term, expression that he died.
现在你知道了，乌西亚王死了。
And so now we know Uzziah died.
那按照当时的犹太人的想法来说，
According to the people of Judah in their heart now,
我们的盼望暗淡了。
It seems this word uses to express now their hope has dimmed, has darkened.
虽然我们读圣经的历史也知道，乌西亚最幕后的那些年，他也并不实质的在那里执掌那个政权了。
Of course, even when we read the events of Uzziah, we realize that at his last days, he was not the one actually reigning.
因为他要跑到圣殿里边要烧香。
Because Uzziah wanted to run into the temple and burn incense.
结果就惹了大马蜂。
And because of that, he became a leper.
那这以后就是他儿子约坦实际的在那里执掌。那个政权。
Therefore, after Uzziah, it was his king Jotham who was the actual person who was reigning.
他挂名还是王帝。
Of course, Uzziah by name was still the king.
约坦用人的话来说就叫摄政王。
But in man's terms, Jotham was the one in actual power reigning.
他自己也不叫太上皇。
And of course, then he was not the king's father in position.
他还是叫犹大王。
He was still in the position of a king.
但是因为他曾经把犹大带到一个复苏的光景。
But because Uzziah had brought this awakening to Judah.
所以一般的百姓对他还是有点盼望。
So in general, the people still had this hope for him.
但现在死了。
But now Uzziah died.
我们的指望没有了。
Our hope is gone.
虽然约坦还在
，and even though Jotham is still there，
但是约坦好像作为并不太明显的。
But it seems like his work is not so evident。
那我们前途怎么样呢
？Then what about our future？
虽然在第六章里头没有说到以赛亚的感觉
，even though in chapter 6 it really doesn't tell us the feeling of Isaiah，
但是我们从下文所记载的，我们也晓得。也能推测得到以赛亚当时也是落在这种情绪里。
But from the text to come later, we can understand and even guess that Isaiah himself fall under the same condition of losing hope.
哎呀，乌西亚王不在了。
Oh, now Uzziah is dead.
那我们以后怎么样呢？
What do we do now?
神当时好像也没有跟他说什么话。
And it seems like God didn't say anything to Isaiah either.
因为弟兄姊妹，你从第一章晓得当乌西亚做王的时候，神就向以赛亚说话了。
Because we realize from chapter 1, when Uzziah was reigning, God spoke to Isaiah.
当乌西亚王死的前前后后，
Now, before Uzziah died, God didn't say anything to Isaiah about it.
看到乌西亚王死了，他里边也有点难受的感觉。
So now Isaiah sees that Uzziah has died. He is feeling grief.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
就在他感觉有些过不去的时候。
It was at this time when Isaiah had some grief and could not get by.
神向他显现，也向他说话。
God appeared to him and spoke to him.
弟兄姊妹留意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我看我们今天晚上只能看。
I think we can only spend time in verse 1 today.
当乌西亚王崩的那年,
in the year that King Uzziah died,
我见主坐在高高的宝座上,
I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne,
他的衣裳上垂下遮满圣殿,
and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不要 在文字上面这样念过去就算了。
Now let us not just read this verse quickly by the letter of the word.
留心的念一念。
But pay attention as we read it.
看看里面这一个事实, 神已经向以赛亚说了什么话。
Look at the facts of this verse. What word did God already speak to Isaiah?
你先从 里边所说的有可能吗?
Then, if you first consider the fact, is this possible what Isaiah is telling us?
你要从这一个看到, 神怎么向以赛亚说话?
Then from that angle, we can see how God spoke to Isaiah.
弟兄姊妹,你注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当以赛亚感觉好过不来的时候,
when Isaiah was feeling grief and cannot get over it,
是那一年,
in that year,
是乌西亚王死了那一年,
in the year that King Uzziah died,
神就让他看见神,
God allowed for Isaiah to see him,
坐在高高的宝座上,
that he saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up.
头一件事情,
brothers and sisters, that's the first thing.
人的宝座可以有转变,
there would be changes on man's throne.
神的宝座没有转动,
but there is no change with the throne of God.
这是头一件事情,
that is the first thing.
地可以有许许多多的变化,
on earth there may be many, many changes.
天却是在那里稳固不动,
but the heaven is established and not shaken.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
因为他的宝座安定在天,
because his throne is set in the heavens.
他坐在他的宝座上,
and he sits upon his throne.
弟兄姊妹,当我们读 启示录的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we read Revelation,
我们读到第七章,
when we read Revelation chapter 7,
你读到一个事实,
we read this fact,
羔羊在宝座上,
that the Lamb sits upon his throne.
弟兄姊妹,这真是有意思,
brothers and sisters, that's very meaningful.
因为启示录第七章叫我们看见的那个事情是永远的事情,
because Revelation chapter 7 shows us the matter of eternity.
在永远的事里头有一个宝座,
in the matter of eternity, there is this throne.
羔羊就坐在这个宝座上,
and the Lamb sits upon his throne.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们都知道我们的主是那个羔羊,
we know that our Lord is that Lamb.
但是我们留意到当圣灵在那里说出羔羊在宝座上的时候,
but we take note when the Holy Spirit says that the Lamb sits upon his throne,
你会有好多方面的注意,
there are many things we pay attention to.
第一方面你就看到,
the first thing we see, the Lamb.
羔羊是小羊了,
the Lamb is a young lamb,
小到还吃奶的了,
now a lamb is like a wee that will still eat milk.
你说这样的一些羊羔, 这什么意思呢?
Then you say, what is the meaning of this? A young sheep, a lamb.
但是你不必管它,
but regardless,
它是在宝座上,
the lamb sits upon his throne.
我们还不是在宝座上,
now we are not on the throne.
但是羔羊在宝座上,
but the lamb upon his throne.
当然,
of course,
这一个意象里面所显出来的是说出,
in that vision, what it manifests to us is our Lord upon his throne.
羔羊是说出他上到宝座的那个根据,
the Lamb upon his throne tells us the basis why he is on the throne.
我常常提醒弟兄姊妹要 不要忽略一个事实。
Many times I mentioned to brothers and sisters, do not neglect
the fact. 我们的主坐在宝座上，不是因为他是神的儿子。
The fact that our Lord sits upon his throne is not based on the fact that he is the Son of God.
人的观念常常会有这样。
In man's concept, we think this way.
他是儿子，当然坐宝座。
Because he is the Son, of course he is on the throne.
但是神给我们看见。
But God shows us.
他怀里的独生子坐在宝座上，不是因为他是神的儿子。
The only begotten son in the father's bosom is on the throne, not because he is the son.
是因为什么
？Why？
是因为他钉十字架。
It is because he was nailed on the cross.
那是腓立比书第二章里面所说的。
And as told to us in Philippians chapter 2.
神让他一直降低。
And God has lowered him. He has been humbled.
降低到一个地步，死在十字架上。
Obedient to the point of the death on the cross.
以至于死
that he was,
且死在十字架上
that he was obedient unto death even the death of the cross
然后你就看到了
and then we can see
因此
therefore
什么因此
therefore what
就是主这样的降卑降到最低
it is because the Lord humbled himself lowered himself to this lowest point
是因为主这样的一个行程
and because of this descent
因为主这样的经历
and because of this experience of the Lord
神就把他升为至高
therefore God exalted him to the highest
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
我们的主他坐到宝座上不是因为他是神的儿子顺理成章就承接
Our Lord sits upon his throne not because naturally, because he is the son, then he is sitting on the throne.
他是有他的做王的那个经历和做王的那个道路。
It is because he has the experience of a king and the way of the king which he has went.
这个做王的道路或是说做王的经历就是羔羊的经历。
And this way of the king or the experience of the king is the experience of the lamb.
这个羔羊的经历从外面来看是柔软的是顺服的。
The experience of lamb externally is meek and humble and weak.
从实际来看你看到那是荣耀的权柄。
But within we can see there is glory and there is majesty.
能力。
There is power.
这一个羔羊他经历死又从死里复活。
And this lamb experienced death and also was risen from death.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然以赛亚当时看见主坐在宝座上的时候
Now when Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on his throne
十字架的经历在他身上还没有显明
The experience of the cross is yet to be experienced upon the Lord
但是十字架的道路和原则已经在他的身上背负了很久
Yet the way of the cross and the image of the cross has already been weighted burdened upon him for a long time
弟兄姊妹只要你还记得彼得前书里面的说的那个话
Brothers and sisters if we still remember the words in 1 Peter
我们常常以为我们的主钉十字架就是1900多年前的事
Many times in our concept we think it is only about 2000 years ago that our Lordless than 2,000 years ago that our Lord was crucified on the cross.
但是神把他的儿子的经历告诉我们的时候
But when God tells us the experience of his son,
弟兄姊妹很清楚看到
Brothers and sisters, very、really、clearly we see
主没有给钉上十字架以前
that before our Lord was crucified on the cross,
他已经在那里背负十字架的原则
he already was bearing the principle of the cross.
在什么时候开始来背呢
Now when did he start to bear that
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们如果真的是领会那件事 我们在神面前要扑倒在他面前不甘心起来了
If we truly understand that principle then we must prostrate before God and we are not willing to get up anymore
弟兄姊妹印象深刻一点我们看看那个
To have a deeper impression brothers and sisters let us turn to it 1 Peter chapter 1
18节开始
Starting with verse 18
知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为不是凭着能坏的金银等物乃是凭着基督的宝血如同无瑕疵无沾污的羔羊之血二十节基督在创世纪以前是预先被神知道的却在这末世才为你们显现
Starting with verse 18, For as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last days for you.
很可惜我们中文圣经在翻译上面漏掉了两个字。
But the Chinese translation have left out these two words.
当然漏掉这两个字没有影响这里所表达的那个意思。
Of course, even in the Chinese, leaving out these two words did not take away from this meaning.
但是却失去了那个细微。
But has lost the details and the nuances of it.
漏掉了两个什么字呢?
What two Chinese characters are left out?
必须。
And
就是血。
And that is blood.
那是在二十节的基督的底下那里漏掉的。
But in the Chinese translation, the word in verse 20 has left out that the shedding of blood or the blood of Christ.
So 二十节应该是基督的血在创世以前是预先被神知道的。
Therefore, in verse 20, it should read that the blood of Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. Now, we cannot really fathom and comprehend this matter from everlasting to everlasting. But God tells us this fact.
基督流血的事情在创世以前就定规了。The
shedding of the blood of Christ has been ordained before the foundation of the world.
所以在创世以前,我们的主是一直背负着十字架来走过他的时间的。Therefore,
even before the foundation of the world, the Lord has bore the way of the cross upon him as time goes on.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当人感觉地没有路的时候,
when man feels there is no more hope on earth,
主的宝座仍然是安定在天,
the throne of God is still established in heaven.
这是头一件事情,我说的太多了。
That's the first thing, and I spent too much time on it.
第二件事情,弟兄姊妹要注意,
the second thing we must pay attention to,
他的衣裳垂下,
and his train,
他的衣裳垂下就垂下了,没有什么大不了。
And his train or his garment is loose and hanging down. And what's the big deal about that?
所有的衣裳都是垂下的了,你哪里看见是衣裳是敲上来的呢?
Of course, the train or the garment is always hanging down and not lifted up. So what is special about this?
为什么要记载这样的一个事实呢?
Therefore, why is this recorded and what is the uniqueness about this?
你不留意,你就 溜过去了,
but brothers and sisters, if we're not careful, we'll just gloss by it.
当你留意的时候,你就觉得这个事情非常不简单。
But if we pay attention, then we know this is not simple at all.
不简单在什么地方?
And why is it special?
他的衣裳垂下,
because of his train,
我们不知道是当时他看见神穿的那个衣裳是什么衣裳。
Of course, here we don't know the exact garment that Isaiah sees.
如果说那垂下的一定是长衣。
Of course, if it's a garment with a train, it is a long garment.
但是这一章看见约翰看见人只身穿长衣就垂到脚。
And just as it says in Revelation chapter 1, when John saw the garment of the Son of Man, that it even covered his feet, so it was a long garment.
但是以赛亚看见这一件长衣比约翰看见人所穿那个长衣还要长。
But this long garment which Isaiah saw was even longer than the garment which John saw the Son of Man had on.
长到一个什么地步呢?
And how long is this garment?
弟兄姊妹,你自己看。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
不是垂到圣殿,
now this garment is not only
天上,
this garment, now this the throne was high and lifted up. Now I have reason to believe Isaiah saw this vision in the temple.
那他这一个衣裳垂上来, 不是垂到圣殿的屋顶。
Now this, the length of his garment, this train was so long and not only reached the top of the temple, the roof of the temple, but where, how long was this train of this garment? But the train filled the temple.
And
when I mentioned earlier that is this verse possible, I was referring to this. Can this be possible? Brothers and sisters, when you pay attention to this verse, according to our vision, our concept, this is impossible. Then you question, then how big, how long is this garment that God had on?
那如果用物质的观念来说, 你起码你要发这个问题。
If we use a materialistic view, then we have to ask such a question.
但是你要留意到他这里边所说的那个景象。
But you have to pay attention to the scene here in this vision.
你就不能只是停留在那个问题。
Then you cannot only remain in that question.
你说这里边究竟是怎么回事?
Then you question, what is this all about?
圣殿是什么?
What is the temple?
神的居所。
The temple is the habitation of God. That is where God dwells.
现在神在天上穿一个衣裳,
and now God has this garment on in heaven.
把那个圣殿都遮盖,
and this garment, this train also filled the temple.
那这神又是住在这个
But yet God also abides in this temple.
可能吗?
Now is this possible at all?
不可能的,
it is impossible.
观念里,
in our understanding, this is impossible. But this is what God says.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这里面是, 究竟是怎么回事呢?
Then what is this all about?
弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
谜底上礼拜才切脚。
I will give you the answer to this riddle next week.
因为一把它打开就要用很多时间。
Because if we were to start with this, it will take a very long time.
但是我给弟兄姊妹回去想。
But I allow for you to have time to go home and think about this.
我给弟兄姊妹一个窍。
And so I give you this hint.
但是不是跟这个事实的。
But it's not based on this part here. I'll just point out.
整个以赛亚的那个
The very practical service of Isaiah begins with this vision.
那因此这个意象对以赛亚来说是非常非常重要的。Therefore,
this vision is extremely important to Isaiah.
那究竟以赛亚在这个意象的里边，他领会了什么？
Then in this vision from Isaiah, what did he understand?
他看见的是这个。 记上来的是这个景象,
now, what is recorded is this vision. Externally, he sees this vision, but within, what did Isaiah see?
也许并不是什么很神秘的事,
now, perhaps this is nothing very mysterious.
但是我们必须要留意到,
but we must pay attention.
神这样给以赛亚,
When God shows such a vision to Isaiah,
有什么意思在哪里?
What is the meaning, purpose of it?
把以赛亚整个扭过来,
that it will turn Isaiah completely around.
在那一段日子里头, 做神的一个很主要的使用的器皿。
So that in that generation, he can become a very useful vessel of God.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
没有看到那件事的时候,
Before he saw that,
我们最低限度从第五章里头我们已经领会的一个事实和第五章第六章这个事情很有点关联的。
When we finish chapter 5 and this item in chapter 6 is connected,
任他地上洪水泛滥,
even there is flood on this world,
神说, 我仍然在天上坐着为王。
God says that he sits upon the flood.
当然我们 如今也常常看到这样的一个事实。
And very often we also see this fact.
就我们在跟随主的路上, 我们不受 我们眼见的人事物来影响, 我们在主面前的跟随。
That we will not allow for anything of this world, man, event or things to influence us as we follow the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.